Very good morning to you, Adam Peacock from Fox Sports.
Morning, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very well. Chelsea just doing it as they like at the moment. 6 points up on top of the Premier League ladder. And a couple of results from last night saw Tottenham over Watford 4-1 and Arsenal 2-0 victors over Crystal Palace.
Yeah, the good night for the London teams. But the two competitions we're going to talk about, the A-League and the Premier League, you've got two dominant sides at the moment, it seems, in Sydney FC and Chelsea. Chelsea first, obviously. The way that they've gone about their business is quite extraordinary, really, in that they've not lost a game since they lost a game to Arsenal, going back months now. Mm. It's quite extraordinary what they've done. So, the only danger to them at the moment seems to be the January transfer window, and if Chinese clubs come in splashing their cash for a couple of their big stars, I doubt very much that they're gonna jump to that. Even though one already has, Oscar, he's gone to one of the Shanghai clubs. But it's weird what's happened to Chelsea. It's weird in a good way if you're a Chelsea fan.
Gee whiz, Adam, there's been plenty of talk about the Chinese league at the moment and the amount of cash that they have to splash. Are they the most cash-rich competition in the world at the moment?
Yeah, oh, easily. Absolutely easily. There's a couple of factors why. The Chinese president came out in 2011, this is before he became Chinese president, saying football is the future and that's how we're going to grow sport in this country. And then he became Chinese president, leader of the grand leader of the Communist Party and all that is political over there. So when he became leader, everyone realised that he's a football fan. So all the businesses, all the rich businessmen over there decided to buy stakes in football clubs and get involved in football, heavily invest. And now the government gives these Chinese clubs massive tax breaks to get involved in football. So when you pay an extraordinary price for a footballer, you're only paying half rate, I think, because you get all these tax breaks against your company. So it's an irresistible force at the moment. And as long as the Chinese economy is going well, and as long as this guy Xi Jinping is in charge over in China, well, they're going to be the biggest market in football, and they're going to be rating the big stars around the world for a time yet.
So, is there a possibility then, Adam, that we may see in maybe, I don't know, 3, 5, possibly even 10 years, that as we know it now, the EPL, probably the most recognisable soccer product in the world, could that become China at some point in time with the named players that they could have?
No, because they can only get 5 foreigners, so they can't stack their team, and you're not going to have a team like a Barcelona or a Real Madrid dominating world football, because the majority of those players are still going to be Chinese. And I mean, really, look at Chinese football at the moment. It's they're trying to improve, and they're trying to get it up. I mean, football is now as part of the curriculum in every single school in China, apparently. So in the future, they're going to be a massive force for Chinese players coming through if they get their programs right. But they can only have 5 foreigners on their books, and I think only 3 or 4 on the pitch at any one time. So, it's not going to dominate like a La Liga, Serie A in the 80s and 90s, or an EPL in terms of commercialisation around the world, but it's certainly going to make a lot of agents and good footballers around the world very rich if they get cherry-picked to play in that league.
Having said that, I mean, Tim Cahill had the opportunity, I think, to remain over in China but chose to come back home. For us, that's been fantastic. And for Melbourne City fans, it's been absolutely amazing. But so there is a little bit of a rejection of the system, I suppose.
Well, that was ruthless on Shanghai Shenhua's part, that Tim did well from over there, and then all of a sudden they said, thanks, Tim, see you later. And then got, I think it was Obafemi Martins, a former Premier League striker who was playing in the US at the time, who is Nigerian, a very quick, good striker. But, they binned Timmy to get this guy in, which, I mean, Tim accepted it, and he went up and played in another club up there, Hangzhou Greentown, Matthew Stranovich's club, and did quite well there as well, just to keep ticking over. But it's a ruthless business, because it's so flippant over there. Like I've heard a story of Hulk, the Brazilian striker. Mm. He got chosen by his club because the owner liked his name. So they went out and paid a world record fee to Zenit St. Petersburg to get him to the club. It's that flippant sometimes.
So to get the Hulk.
And then it can go the other way. If an owner wakes up one day and goes, I don't like the look of this bloke, he gets paid out and he gets sent on his way. So it's a fickle business football, but never more so than Chinese football at the moment.
Having said that, though, we're inside China itself, and if you have, I mean, it's set up in regards to what it offers foreigners is obviously not what they would get at home. And I think Tim said, you know, that the fact the attraction to come back to Australia was that he wanted to bring up his kids in the Australian society and schooling and the like. So you'll have a lot of foreigners, and a lot of these guys are young and they probably don't have families yet. But for some of the older guys, living over there with a family is pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of them. Michael Tate, for instance, used to play for Melbourne Victory, Gold Coast United, Perth Glory. He played over there this year. He didn't take his family. He's got two young daughters. Yeah. So for 12 months, and I said, oh, how was that? Like, trying to be, you know, trying to be a lad about it and say, oh, yeah, you know, no misses for 12 months. You get to do what you want and live how you please. And he goes, no, mate, it was one of the toughest things I've ever been through because I missed the family so much. And, yeah, that's when it really hit home. That, okay, he's getting a nice pay packet. I think he said to me that he got more money this year in his pay packet than he did in about 5 years in the A-League. But still, it was brutal on him personally because of what the situation like there is like. Sorry, that's my kid screaming in the background there. But Trent Sainsbury, for instance, he's over there. He's in the prime of his career. He's playing really well. They love him at his club, Jiangsu. And the benefits are there. I mean, he had his engagement party the other night. He hired out the entire overseas passenger terminal in Sydney. Now, if Trent was playing for the Mariners still, he would have had it at the Wyong RSL. So it does have its benefits both ways, but it can be tough for the family man.
Yeah, no doubting. Just finally on the EPL before we look forward on the A-League, and it seems like it's the return of the old guard again. Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man City, Man United, our top six. Of course, we had that little bit of a break away from tradition last year with Leicester City doing the damage that they did, but it looks like everything else has gone back to normal.
Yeah, it's all the big boys this year. There's no Leicester City because the big boys stuffed up last year. They were too busy making mistakes for themselves, whereas they're still making mistakes. But yeah, Leicester are finding it really hard. They got an important win on the weekend over West Ham. But that top six, it's a great top six. I think Manchester United can get on a bit of a run, especially if the teams above them keep on beating each other. That's their only hope. But they really do have to almost win every game of the next 10 to put themselves in frame. But it's a fascinating title race that's going to develop over the next few months, definitely.
A-League continues tonight with Melbourne Victory taking on Newcastle Jets down in Geelong. It seems to have been a worthwhile experiment for the Victory down at Geelong. They've had a couple of games there over the last couple of years now.
Yeah, you've got to widen your base. I was down there for the game last year against the Mariners where I'm not sure the Victory were overly fussed about the situation at half-time because they were 3-0 behind to the one of the worst teams I've ever seen in the history of the A-League.
They did come back and draw that one, didn't they?
True, 3-0. Yeah. Great game. So hopefully there's an open, exciting account like that. Victory are favourites. They're becoming the only challenger, it seems, the only ones that want to really put their hand up to challenge Sydney FC. A lot of wins over the past few weeks for Melbourne Victory. They've been really, really impressive, and I fully expect them to continue that run tonight against the Jets.
Newcastle have a former Melbourne Victory player who seems to be doing okay at the moment, Andrew Nabeau.
Yeah, he's their best player by far. It's really surprising how good he's become, and not so much how good he's become because he showed flashes of brilliance at Melbourne Victory, but how consistent he's become. That's the key. He's fit as he's ever been, and that's the basis of what he's able to do. And this is the guy that Ange plucked from nowhere to play in some big games when Ange Postecoglou was at Melbourne Victory out of the NPL. And we went, who's this kid? And he came off the bench and scored against Sydney FC in a big blue, and that kind of put him in the frame. And then he went over and played in Malaysia, but he's come back, and he's been outstanding. So he's the main threat to the Melbourne Victory tonight, definitely.
Well, fingers crossed, Victory get up over Newcastle at Simmons Stadium tonight. That game kicking off at 7:50. You can catch it on 11:16 SEN. We've got the live call here. And if you want to watch the pictures as well, Fox Sports 505 is where you will find that. Always great to talk to you, Adam Peacock. We'll do it again soon, buddy.
Cheers, Tony. Sounds good. Thanks, mate.
Adam Peacock joining us here from Fox Sports.